Bezos HaBracha, the final parsha of Chamisha Chumshei Torah and the final sedra of the Book of Devarim, tells us of the blessings that Moshe gave to the tribes and then of his death on the other side, the eastern side of the Jordan River. Bezos HaBracha is read on Simchas Torah and is immediately followed by the beginning of Sefer Bereishis, demonstrating to us that when we finish one section of learning, we immediately begin. Torah learning is never over, it is never concluded. I'd like to focus on the very last perek of the Bezos HaBracha, perek Lamed Dalad. Vayah Moshe me'arvos Moav el har Nevo rosh ha'piska asher al pnei yirecho. And Moshe ascended from the plains of Moav, me'arvos Moav, to Mount Nevo, to the top of the peak that faces Yericho. Vayarehu Hashem es kol ha'aretz. The Ribbono Shel Olam showed Moshe the entire land of Israel. He showed him the Gilad, he showed him up to Dan, he showed him the tribe of the territory of Naphtali, that of Ephraim and Manasseh, the land of Yehuda, Ad Hayam HaAcharon, until the western sea, the final sea, what we call the Mediterranean. Rashi says, don't read it Yam HaAcharon, read it Yom HaAcharon. Moshe saw all of Jewish destiny, and he saw the Negev, the south, and he saw the plains, the Kikar, the valley of Yericho, the city of Date. And Hashem said, and what was the last communication of the Ribbono Shel Olam to Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe, who brought us the Torah, who split the sea, who brought the plagues, not in that order, who took care of the people for 40 years, who was in Shamayim for 120 days on top of Har Sinai learning Torah. Moshe, there was never a prophet like him ever who spoke to God face to face. Moshe, who was so selfless for the nation. What is the last thing God tells him? Vayom Hashem Elav, Zos Ha'aretz, Asher Nishbati Avram, Yitzchak Yaakov. Leimor lezar echa et nena, her isicha ve'enecha, v'shamelo ta'avar. That's God's conclusion, his goodbye. The curtain is falling. Moshe is exiting the stage. And God says, this is the land you have just seen from north to south, east to west. This is the land that I swore to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, saying, to your seed I shall give it. See it with your eyes. I have allowed you to see it with your eyes, but I have not allowed you. And to there you will not cross. And there Moshe, the servant of God, died in the land of Moab by the mouth of God. There are so many things Hashem could have told him at the very end of his life. Good job. Thank you so much. I'm glad you took the job. You brought the people from a slave mentality to a freeman mentality. You devoted your whole life. You get a badge, a purple heart. Zos ha'aretz asher nishbati la'avram li'yitzchak u'li'yakov. Le'mor lezar echa et nena. Her isicha ve'enecha v'sham malo ta'avar. And with that, Moshe is silent and he dies. It's so interesting that as soon as we finish with Zos HaBracha, we begin, of course, Bereishis right away on Simchas Torah, to indicate that our learning is never done. Bereishis bar Elokim Eser Shemayim v'Eser Aretz. This is the pasuk that we will read with the Chasam Bereishis Aliyah. And the very first Rashi, Tu Chumash, is so famous. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Lo haya tzarich lahaschas a Torah ala min ha-chodesh ha-zalacham shi mitzvah rishon ha-shenitzlavu bo Yisrael. The Torah should have started in Perek Yud Beis of Shemos, Parshas Bo, with the first mitzvah the Israelites were commanded. This month is to you, the first month of the year. Umatam pasach bereishis. What is the reason that the Torah opens with bereishis? Mishum koach masov higid la'amo laseis laham nachlas goyim. Because Rashi quotes a pasach from Tehillim, the power of his actions. He told his people to give them an inheritance amongst the nations. Sheim yomru umas ha'olam the Yisrael listim atam shekavashdam arzo shivas goyim. If the nations of the world come and they say, you are robbers, you are thieves, you conquered the lands of the seven nations, Heim Omrim Lahem, the Bnei Yisrael could say, Kol Ha'aretz Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hu Vara, Kol Ha'aretz Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. When they come and they accuse us of stealing their land, you could say, oh no, open up to Bereishis. He created the world, Unisana La Asher Yashar Be'enav. He gave it to the nations that he wanted to in that time. Be'etzono Nasna Lahem, U'etzono Natla Mehem, U'nasna Lanu. By his will, he gave it to them, the seven Canaan nations, when he wanted. And by his will, he took it away from them and gave it to us. This is the first Rashi. So the final communication of God to Moshe Rabbeinu is about Eretz Yisrael. And Rashi begins by telling us, we should know why the Torah begins with Bereishis. The Torah is not a history book. book. The Torah is not a storybook. It begins by Bereshis to teach us that the whole earth is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And when they come and accuse us of stealing their land, which is a blood libel that has haunted us throughout the millennia, certainly relevant in our day and age, we can say, no, the whole land belongs to Kadosh Baruch Hu. He created it and gave it to who he wants. He will take it from whom he wants and gives it to who he wants. I heard both Rabbi Ephraim Goldberg and Rabbi Zev Lev Shlita say the same word in different shirim, different times. Who is this Rashi for, this first Rashi in Bereshis? Is it for the Umas Olam? Did anyone ever stand up at the United Nations when they claim that Israel has taken lands from the Umas Olam and say, oh, wait a minute, Zukt Rashi, Rashi says it's God's land. And did the UN say, oh, wow, you know what, we vote in favor of Israel. Rashi says the whole land is God's. He gives it to who he wants. He takes it from who he wants and he gave it to us. So it's the end of the dispute over the land of Israel. It's the end. Who's this Rashi for? So both Rabbi Zev Lev and Rabbi Ephraim Goldberg explain that this Rashi is for us. It's not for the Umas Olam. Do the Umas Olam care what the first pasuk of the Torah says with the first Rashi in Chumash? No. It's for us to be proud of Eretz Yisrael, to love Eretz Yisrael, to know that it's our land, that God created this world and he gave us land, to stand by her, to love her, to support her, to pray for her, to be proud to be a Jew who has an Eretz Yisrael. And it's just so impactful and so incredible that the way the Torah begins, Eretz Yisrael, is the way that the Torah ends, Eretz Yisrael. And we have to be proud of the son, and that's what Moshe wanted. The Gemara tells us in Sota Yudalat Aleph, why did Moshe want to go in? Pnei manis ava Moshe b'nei the kanes arts. V'chile achol meperia hu tzarich. V'chile sba metuva hu tzarich. Why did Moshe want to go in? Alakach amar Moshe, harbe mitzvos nitzavu Yisrael, v'einen miskayim in ela ba'aretz. You know why I want to go into the land? I want to fulfill mitzvos atluyos ba'aretz, said Moshe Rabbeinu. And yet, imagine, we meet Moshe in Sefer Shmos Pasuk Perek Beis. And we're with him through all of the four of books of Chumash, not Bereshis, of course, until the very end. And he did so much for us, and so much for Torah, and so much for the Klal. What's God's goodbye to Moshe? Zos ha'aretz. This is the land. I'm going to quote from, and this is how the Chumash ends, Eretz Yisrael, and how Bereshis begins, Eretz Yisrael. I'm going to quote from perhaps an unconventional source. I enjoy reading Mishpacha magazine. And this was written in Mishpacha, Basi Grun. She is the editor of the Family First magazine of Mishpacha, 27/5782. It's the second week of Bein Hazmanim, and you're heading up north with your family, along with half of Klal Yisrael. Attitude, you tell yourself. I just need to have a good attitude. You get to the apartment you have rented. It's spare but gleaming. The men head out to Davin, and you announce in what you hope is an enthusiastic voice that the activity for the day is going to the Osher Ad supermarket to stock up. You find the bus stop, find the store, wander the aisle with the kids. They want fancy snacks, babka, sour sticks. Yes, 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 you say it's vacation. You find tuna, cheese, cereal, bread, paper goods, you forget the milk. You and the kids stagger to the bus stop with 7 overflowing bags, and you think wistfully of the minivans your friends in the States all have parked in their driveways. Morning dawns, it's time for a big trip. You pack up food, you get everyone out. You discover you miscalculated the bus schedule. You take one bus. And then your family spends 40 minutes in the baking heat waiting for the second bus. You try not to think about the minivans. You finally get to Tveria. You head to the water where the kids want to go tubing. You take a look. You realize a substantial chunk of the Haredi population had the same idea. You pay, you get in line, and wait, and wait, and wait. In your mind's eye, you see the video your brother sent of his vacation on the shores of Lake Michigan. His family was on a boat, and there wasn't another person in sight. Ah, Lake Michigan, pristine scenery, glorious solitude. Finally, it's your turn. Tubing is exhilarating. Your family tumbles off the boat in high spirits. Time for lunch. Takes a while to find an empty patch of grass. More time to find water. But finally, you're all enjoying sandwiches. The men need a minyan for mincha. You head to the kever of the Rambam. The steps leading to the kever are flanked by 14 pillars, each engraved with the name of a section of the Rambam's Mishnah Torah. You step into the shul area, and the vacation spirit permeating the street feels miles away. Here there's a hushed intensity. Women are bent in supplication. Above the kever is a magnificent tefillah, asking Hashem to enable us to keep the mitzvot that the Rambam elaborated upon in his fire. You say the tefillah slowly, savoring the words. A few feet away, you find the kever of the Shlah, with the Tfilas Hashla etched onto a plaque. May I and my offspring know your name and study your Torah. May they enjoy peace, truth, and goodness. The knowledge of what really matters seeps into your bones. And beside you is your 9-year-old. He has just discovered the cave of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, among the other Tanaim. He's right here, says your 9-year-old, his voice high with excitement. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai from the Mishnah. There's a semi-trailer at a gas station you pass up north with a huge Israeli flag painted on its side. Next to the flag, it proclaims, Ein li aratz acharat. I have no other land. You think of the minivans. You think of solitary boat rides on Lake Michigan. You think of the ease and the comfort in the land that you left, but has never entirely left you. And then you picture the awe and wonder on your son's face as he stands beside the caver of the man whose Torah he learns every single day. And you know with your whole heart, Ein li aretz acharat. Has God say farewell to Moshe Rabbeinu? Yasha Kolach, Purple Heart, great job, $1 million, you're going to be famous forever. Vayom Hashem Eilav, Zos Ha'aretz, Asher Nishbati LeAvram LeYitzchak LeYaakov. And God said to Moshe, moments before his death, this is the land that I swore to Avram, to Yitzchak, and to Yaakov. Leimor saying, Lizar Echa et Nena. Know that this land is yours, says Rashi in Sefer Bereishis. Lo hayatzarich lahaschil min ha-chodesh ha-zalachem, shi mitzvah rishonah shenitztavu bo Yisrael. Umatam pasach b'bereishis, ala koach ma'asov higid la'amo, la'teis lahem nachlas goyim. Here is sicha ve'einecha, Moshe, I've allowed you to see it with your eyes, v'shama, but to there, lo ta'avor. Vayam Hashem Moshe, Eved Hashem, Be'eretz Moav, Alpi Hashem. And there he died on the other side of the Jordan River. And he was buried in the gorge in the land of Moab, opposite Baal Pa'ar. And no one knows his burial place until this very day. The Torah ends with Eretz Yisrael and the Torah begins with Eretz Yisrael, because the bookends of our journey, from the time Yeshua entered with the people until the time of Imos HaMashiach, Be'ezer Hashem, is Koach Ma'asov Higid La'amo, La'seis Lahem Nachlatz Goyim. And so you see the semi-trailer at the gas station with a huge Israeli flag painted on its side. And painted on the truck next to the flag is a sign, Ein li Eretz Acharat. You think of the minivans, the solitary boat rides, the ease and the comfort of the land that you left. You picture the awe and wonder of your son's face as he stands by the caver of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai from the Mishnah. And you truly know, Ein li Aretz Acharat. Wish everybody a meaningful, wonderful, uplifting Yom Tov, Zman Simcha Seinov, Simchas Torah. And Be'ezer Hashem, we should be Zocha. If you're listening there, Ashreichem. If you're listening from abroad, Halavai, we should all be Zocha to be there in the right time with the conclusion of Jewish destiny. Bimher B'Yameinu. Thank you so much, everybody. Be'ezer Hashem, we should enjoy a journey beginning with Bereishis 5783, which is with as much Geshmak, Siyata Deshmayin Torah insights as we had, going from Bereishis through Vezos HaBracha this past year. Kol Tov, and thank you to all.